Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Howard Bender at RotoBuzzGuy on Twitter, and you're listening to Quick Hits on the Fantasy Alarm Podcast. Well, 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 week three of the NFL is here, and everybody's getting ready to start their finish setting their lineup, should I say. They've probably started about a week ago based on the questions that I've received through Twitter and on fantasyalarm.com. Well, here we go. It's the morning of and last-minute switches, last-ditch efforts. I'm here to help. So what I'd like to do today is I'd like to give you my top five most undervalued plays here for NFL Week 3. And let's just kick it off right now with number five, tight end, San Diego Chargers, Hunter Henry. Yeah, I know. Rookie tight end. There was a little bit of hype coming in. Everybody was talking about him being the one that they're passing, you know, that Antonio Gates is going to pass the baton to. Well, guess what, folks? The baton passes today. Gates is out. Henry is going to get the start. Yes, there's Seth McGrath who could get some work there, but Henry is the better pass catcher. And, guys, Indianapolis ranks 32nd in the league. That's dead freaking last against the tight end. Okay, they've given up an average of just under 7 targets a game to the tight end and just about 60 yards per game. But the reason they rank so crappily is because of the touchdowns that they've also given up to the position. So Hunter Henry, listen, he's not a guy that I'm going to start over any decent strong tight ends I have. Hell, I might even just start Jacob Tammy over him on Monday night just because Tammy's been getting the consistent work. This is your home run. This is your, hey, I need a really super cheap tight end for a GPP on DraftKings. That's the play Hunter Henry is. I've got high hopes for him as far as just a nice little breakout for him. Maybe he catches 4 or 5 passes, 40, 50 yards. I think he gets into the end zone against these Colts today. Number four, wide receiver, Titans, Tajay Sharp. Love this kid. He had a great first game in week one, not such a stellar game in week two. I don't know. You want to call it a sophomore slump for a week? I can do that because I like Mariota and I like Sharp, and I think that the two of them have a really nice, solid connection. Delanie Walker's a little banged up, so all of a sudden now the favorite target, who is usually Walker, might not be so ready for the action today, not going to be 100%. Guys, this is the Oakland pass defense here. This Oakland pass defense also overall ranks last in the league. They rank 31st against guys who line up as the wide receiver one for the opposition. So their cover corners aren't strong right now. They're definitely struggling. They've given up an average of 133 yards per game to the receivers who line up opposite as the number one wide receiver. So that's where Tajay Sharp's going to be. I love him for a big game today against the Raiders. I love him for both cash games and GPP if you're playing DFS. Number three on my list, I'm going to stay with the Chargers here, and I'm going to go with Tyrell Williams. Again, I can't stress enough how bad that San Diego secondary is right now, and not San Diego, the Indianapolis secondary. Now, Vontae Davis is questionable for the game. He could come back. That's going to be a problem for Travis Benjamin. That's not going to be a problem for Tyrell Williams. So I love this kid's size. I love this kid's speed. I love this kid's hands. Everybody was all over Dontrell Inman as being the guy once Keenan Allen went down. No, it's Ben Williams. He's going to have a strong game today. Love, love, love him. Number two on my list, Larry Fitzgerald. I don't know why this old man does not get the respect he deserves. It's mind-boggling to me. Is he just not a sexy name anymore, people? Do you just not believe in him? Are you so wrapped up in your Odell Beckhams and your Julio Joneses and that you just can't even acknowledge how amazing Larry Fitzgerald is? Now, listen, Carson Palmer's been terrible, and I haven't been happy with the way he's been. I'm not a huge fan of his, and I'll tell you, once he does go down with an injury, which he will, That's going to ruin the value of these Arizona wide receivers. But for right now, facing Buffalo, who does not have, whether it's you want to talk about Larry lining up in the slot, you want to talk about Fitz lining up outside, there's no way the Bills have anybody who has the size and the speed that can stick with Larry Fitzgerald and keep him down today. So I'm looking at him. I'm loving him all over the place. Start him in all your seasonal formats. Get him into your DFS lineups. Absolutely love him. My number one on the list here, yes, again, I'm going to go back to this Colts-Chargers game because I think this has got the potential of being, you know, your big high-scoring game. The Vegas line, the over-under screams that it's going to be a high-scoring game. Neither one of these defenses are good, and guess what? With the shoulder issues that we have heard about Andrew Luck, with the loss of Dante Moncrief, yes, maybe Philip Dorsett does step in, but the Colts are going to have to establish the run. And what better way to do it than against the Chargers? Now, the Chargers last week didn't really get pressured in their run game or in their run defense, and they didn't have to do much. This week, that's not going to happen. The Chargers, guys, are giving up an average of 5.1 yards per carry to the running game right now. Gore is going to take care of that. Gore is going to expose that. Gore is going to make things easier for Andrew Luck, the Colts receivers, and the Colts coaches as well, because he is going to be the rock that they want, that they need for this game. So there you go, guys. My top five most undervalued plays for NFL Week 3. Number five is Hunter Henry. Number four is Tajay Sharpe. Three is Tyrell Williams. Two is Larry Fitzgerald. And my number one undervalued play today, ladies and gentlemen, Indianapolis Colts running back Frank Gore. This has been Howard Bender at RotoBuzzGuy on Twitter. This has been Quick Hits. This has been the Fantasy Alarm Podcast. You guys have an amazing week 3.